Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone! Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Yo! Welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap. Hey, buddy, it's J-Hood.
Good morning, everybody.
It's J-Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Tuesday with open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. Thanks for watching the show and all the shows here at ESPN 1000. How are you, Jess?
I'm doing great, J-Hood. Good to be with you. Holiday week.
Uh-huh.
Couple days before Snowmageddon. I'm sure you're going to be hunkered down in the back cave there, wherever. Uh-huh. And where are you spending Christmas? In town?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Why would I leave?
Well, right. I mean, it's going to be gorgeous here for a couple days, and then all hell's going to break loose. So, good to be with you. And this is Tracy Butler's, you know, big week, so mm-hmm. she better get this right. Mm-hmm. But all hell's breaking loose on Thursday and Friday. I'm actually in with Hanley on Friday, so we'll see if I can make it to the studio. If I can't, we'll do it remotely.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, the big thing today is the Bulls are playing.
Yes, they are.
And I've got a hot take or two on them.
Okay.
Got a hot take or two on soccer.
Okay.
I'm sure you want to get to that soon.
All right.
Hot take or two on the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Everything but my own sport that I cover.
Okay.
I don't really have anything to say about baseball, but I have hot takes on everything else.
All right. Then that leads up to 7:18. Then what else do you have?
Our off-the-air show should have been on-the-air show.
Yes.
We're talking old school because you and I have been together for a long time in this business.
Yes, we have.
And it's always fun to host and be with you. Cap, whatever you're doing, relax. You're in good. The show's in good hands here. In fact, in better hands.
Don't you realize there's no question about that? And I will tell you that why leave? Now, of course, I'm tethered to the city because I got UIC basketball. We play
That's
Northwestern
right, tonight.
So,
yeah.
So I'm not going anywhere. But I just, the whole thing of leaving during the winter, man, why do I want to be on a full flight? A craziness at the airport. You think the winter weather is going to be bad here the next couple of days? Well, like the airport's got to be awful. That's why I would never travel. You'll usually off-peak times. That's when I travel.
The 5 a.m. news already is at the airport 2 days before the storm. I'm so with you. I've taken the kids to Florida before during break, but I drive.
Yeah.
I drive. And this year, my wife is like, let's go to New York for Christmas. I'm like,
You're
what's the difference?
Mind?
Let's see the lights. I'm like, Chicago's a big city. We got lights. I'll take you down here on Friday. Well, not this time because of the storm, but
yeah.
I don't want to get on a flight to New York. And then she says the ultimate no, which was, I've never seen the ball drop on New Year's Eve. I'm like, well, we're not going
to
see it this
the
year.
To be made there.
Yeah, here you go. Channel 7.
Exactly. I am not going to Times Square. I didn't work my butt off 50 years to go to Times Square on New Year's Eve with the 20-year-olds. You know, I'm
right.
not doing that.
Right.
I'm not doing that. So I said, we're not going to New York. We're not jumping on a plane.
That's right.
And so we're doing nothing this weekend.
So now you're sleeping in the garage because
well,
of all that.
I mean, she wasn't thrilled about it, but
I told her
we'll go to Cancun next month.
Oh, well, you know what? That's fine because right. now it's January, right?
Exactly.
Now it's away from the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's off the beaten path. Going January and February. This whole thing where you got to rush out of town. I'm in a world-class city.
And
if I want to see lights, if I want to see attractions during Christmas, I'm here in Chicago. People travel from across the world to come here for Christmas.
I don't know if you're familiar with Willow Hill Golf Course up north. It's built on a landfill, right? It's built on a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
And during the winter, they do a light show. It's 2 miles from my house. You want to go see some lights? We'll take a little drive. It's $40 a car. All right. So they do a good show. It's like, you know, I don't need to get on a plane and go to New York to see the same lights.
Yes.
So, yeah. We're going 2 miles down the road for Christmas.
Hon, you want to see some lights? I'll show you some lights. I'll show you some lights. How about these lights right over here?
Oh, my God.
That's exactly how you do it, Jesse. I mean, just the idea that you got, just keep running out of town in a city where everyone around the world wants to come to. They want to be able to see what's going on downtown, all the attractions, cities, suburbs. Why am I always running? When I run out of town, okay, it'll be in the spring. Yeah, I figured this out after a few years, too. It's like, well, we've got to go someplace. Let's go to the Bahamas in the summer. Hold on a second. Is it not warm in Chicago?
I agree with that.
Why am I leaving in July to go to Myrtle Beach?
Right. That you don't do. You know, you do that when it's still February, March, maybe before, or I guess October, November, whatever.
Absolutely.
But, I'm with you. Anyway, so I'm home all week. You're home all week.
Absolutely.
But this is your last morning. This is the last day of work.
Yeah, this is my last
day. That's good.
And
take a few days off.
I want to thank everybody for listening over the years.
100%. Let me say this.
My last day.
I'm going to say this about you and Cap, and he's been doing a little bit longer in the morning. But since you joined in, I mean, morning radio is the toughest thing in our business. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
The producers as well, Shay. I mean, you guys get up at 4 a.m. every day. I got up at 3:30 because I was nervous, and I'm going to be dead by 10 a.m., let alone, you know, my wife later, let's go to dinner. I'm like, I've been up since 3. I don't know how you do
it. What were you nervous about, Jesse?
I don't know how you do it every day. So I commend you. You do deserve a few days off. I'm serious. I'm not even making a joke about that.
Why are you we've known each other for almost 30 years. What are you nervous about?
I'm not nervous. What do you mean?
You said that you were that you got to stay.
Oh, no. I said, yeah. Well, because I'm nervous about oversleeping.
Hey, you are, Cap. You're not even listening to yourself.
I'm nervous. Not about the show. I'm nervous about oversleeping.
Uh-huh.
So when that happens, your brain kind of, you know, I know people experience.
Yes.
When you have an early flight, you know, you pop up. Same thing when you have to host. I'm just nervous about oversleeping. So I popped up at 3:30.
Yeah.
And I really couldn't go back to sleep. So this is cup number 3 of coffee, and that's why at 7:06 I haven't stopped talking in the last 7-6 minutes.
Well, I understand. So the early flight thing is always a little tricky too, because you could ask for a wake up call, you could set your phone, but you're still not sure if it's going to be on time. The wake up call, is that something in the past? I mean, depending on the hotel, right?
Yeah, I don't think I've had one in a long time. I mean, the phone is it. I mean, they still have alarm clocks in hotel rooms, which I'm almost surprised at.
50-50.
But I never use it.
50-50 on the alarm clock,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in New York when I was working with you last. I was in New York. Fort Lee, New Jersey, actually.
That's right.
Yeah, we didn't stay in New York. We started Fort Lee, New Jersey over the bridge.
Okay.
And that, and of course, it's Eastern time, so I'm a little thrown off. And I'm not sure. So I had my phone. I had asked for a wake-up call, which I never got. And the alarm clock didn't go off.
Ooh.
So thank God the phone worked.
Right.
Cell phone.
Yeah. I mean, if I was on the road doing the show, I'd probably want more than one, you know, thing. But, yeah, wake-up call. I wonder if they even do it.
They still do that, Charlie, the wake-up call?
I think so. I would get them when I would have hockey tournaments, like early hockey games. But yeah. my question is, how many alarms do you set if you have an early flight? Like a 6 a.m. flight. Are you like a 6-alarm guy?
I don't know if you saw the Seinfeld episode where Kramer's like, I got the body clock. I just wake up. That's kind of how I feel. Like, if I have a 6 a.m. flight, obviously I'm setting an alarm. But just like this show, I'll pop up early.
Yeah.
Because it's just on your head when you go to in your head when you go to bed.
Yeah. Like, hey, I can't be late for this.
Right. And your body wakes you up at like 4 a.m. or whatever the case may be. But I'll set one, really. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have more than one to set.
Now, how about the Jeff Passan alarm? Is that ever set for you when he calls?
Trust me, that ringer is loud for his call. It's been happening a lot lately.
Well, rightfully so, right?
A lot, yeah. I was on the Zoom with Jameson Taillon yesterday, and my phone's ringing. It's Passan, and I just asked Jameson a question. It's not like I can, Jameson, hold on. I got Passan on the other line.
What? Just step out of there, Passan. You got stuff to do.
So, I mean, I actually said to our bosses in Bristol, I said, I don't know how Jeff does this, because my family is livid with me right now. Because
why?
Because of the weekend. Friday, late in the day, Benintendi.
Yeah.
Okay? Saturday, Swanson. Saturday night, Smiley.
Yeah.
Sunday, like, more. You know, if it could happen Monday through Friday, could you please do the signings then? So my wife and kids aren't livid with me. But it was just Friday to Sunday. So, but then my editor's like, well, he just doesn't see his family, Jeff. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not a good solution.
No, it's not.
Jesse, you understand you're talking to two sports radio people who, like, you know, do football all season? I haven't seen my wife in 3 months.
She's better for it, Shay.
Hey, and that's the whole thing, right? Before Michelle, could you imagine dealing with someone that didn't understand our schedule? Like, no. Because news is 24 hours. It's a 24-hour cycle. And you think we have it tough. You know, be the family of Adrian Wojnarowski.
Right. No, now I'm saying that.
Are you kidding me?
Schefter? I can't believe Passan, Schefter, and Wojnarowski even have families at this point.
Holy cow.
But here's the difference, Shay. I will say, you've got a game tonight. You're busy.
Yep.
But you know that's coming. Your wife knows that's coming.
Yes.
When Andrew Benintendi signs or Swan, that could be any moment, any time. I was at Mike North's house.
Yeah.
Visiting with Mike for the first time in years, and Swanson, the news came out, happened. So I had to pull out my laptop and start writing and get on the phone and all this stuff. So you could be in the middle of your life when it happens, where at least with sports or whatever, games, you know it's coming.
Jesse, write down he's no Larry Boa. Jesse, write this.
He's something like that.
I'm sure it was.
Right.
Write in there he's overpaid.
It was so funny.
I'm sure that's what he was saying.
Yeah, he did start a talk show up about Swanson, no doubt.
So the whole thing, though, Shay, is that for those newsbreakers like Jesse, like a Passan, like these other guys, it's 24 hours. You can never get a vacation or a pattern because you always have to be available. So, yep. But that's part of the gig, though.
No, right. Yeah, I'm not complaining.
It's part of the gig.
Right. I signed up for it. I love it. It's great. It's fun. It just... My kids didn't sign up for it.
No.
And so they give me crap. So anyway, that's that. Which hot take do you want to start with? Where do you want to go?
Okay, well, there's a lot of things going on here, but I think that one of the things we're going to talk about here this morning in our first hour is talking about the cold weather. You mentioned what Tracy Butler setting up for us, a bad weather Thursday, Friday, and probably Saturday for sure.
Bears.
It's going to be the coldest game that apparently ever. That's what we're getting, right, Shay? The coldest I've seen.
Coldest home Bears game ever?
Yes, it says zero degrees.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the coldest temp at kickoff in Chicago Bears history.
Too bad it's Buffalo. That's the one team that can relate.
Yes. Right, you don't even get the bear weather advantage.
I know. We needed Miami this week.
I was looking at this morning because I was curious what the wind chill might be on Saturday evening. Jess, it was negative 21. To negative 9 was the range that the wind chill will be.
Not bad.
That's Saturday at noon, though, not evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said evening. So Saturday at noon, not if it was a Saturday night game, whoa, that would be cold. But
but you're not expecting the sun, are you? I mean, we rarely see the sun around here these days.
It's going to be snowing, so there won't be any sun.
Saturday is supposed to snow, too?
Well, windy, cloudy, overcast.
So we'll see.
Probably snow showers, flurries.
I mean, it'd be great if this game meant something in the standings.
Oh,
it'd
be
like, who can survive it? But it's really like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I mean, it would be a memorable game if both teams were good in this weather.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Bills would have no problem with it. I'm sure the Bears, it depends. But I want to ask you, and we'll talk about this with you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. What would it take for you to get to Soldier Field on Saturday? Would you go to that game? Now, I have a list of games, cold weather games. I know that you have memories, and I have memories as well, of being in the elements, cold weather games, the coldest that you've ever been at a game. We'll discuss that and more on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number as we ask you the question, do you remember the coldest game that you attended? And also, because it's going to be cold on Saturday for the Bears and the Bills, what's it going to take for you to get to Soldier Field on Saturday? Are you going? Especially because of the ramifications of the game. Bills are a terrific football team. I got a ticket for them to go to the Super Bowl, by the way.
Ooh, nice,
it's burning in my pocket.
Okay, well, they're going to have to get past the Chiefs, of course.
And the Bear. And the Bears are out of it, and of course they're just on a long losing streak. But are you still going? Now, the reason why anyone would go, Jesse, is because, well, you want the story, right? You have a little tailgate, you'd be there. I was at the coldest game. I remember this. The team was out of it, but I was there to support. So more times than not, you go because of fandom and the story.
Yeah, years later, you say I was at the coldest game. Now, it would take a lot for me to go. I don't even know what it would be. I mean, the United Club, you can go inside and warm up a little bit. That would help.
But
like, if you told me you got the best outdoor 50-yard line seats, that's not going to do it. I need a suite.
Yes, of course.
I need something like that.
Of course.
By the way, can I mention this at Bears related? At 3:30 a.m. when I woke up today, I had a thought that just popped my hot take. I was like, you know who the Bears should trade for in the offseason?
Oh, who's that?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think? He's 30 years old.
Huh? You're the first one to say that. I haven't heard that
at all. DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. I know. It popped up to my head at 3:30 a.m. I'm the only one to ever say this.
Yeah.
No, but my thought was Arizona's a mess. Maybe you can get him for a steal.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Like a draft pick?
Yeah, like a low draft.
Yeah, because the Bears don't have anyone on the roster besides Justin Fields. So, I mean, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I texted my buddy Seafood Dennis, who is up at 4 a.m. because fish never sleep.
That's exactly
and he,
right.
And he said, you're an idiot.
Why? Why are you an idiot?
Because he's too old. By the time you're ready to win, you're wasting this draft pick and blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, fine, maybe. But if you can give him the right draft, the right round, would you do it?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I want to upgrade.
I'm not an idiot.
Everything that I look at with the Bears, everything is about the development and the help for Justin Fields.
Exactly.
All of it.
Hopkins can help Fields for a year or two at least.
Sure.
It's not that old, 30 years old.
I would have no problem with trying to do anything to develop and help Justin Fields.
I just don't know.
That's an offensive line. That means weapons around him, whatever it takes.
What round pick would you have to give up for Hopkins? What would you have to give up? 30 years old, you know?
Well, I always think about the Theo theory with that. If you're 30 and over, your worth is not as much.
Yeah. Certainly not in baseball. Football may be a little different, but obviously I wouldn't give up, you know, a top pick or anything like that. But anyway, that was my 3:30 a.m. thought.
Wow. If Arizona wants to completely hit the reset button here, that Hopkins might come cheaper if that ends
That's
up being
That's kind
the case.
Of what I'm thinking.
Like, Houston, if they just want to start over.
Houston hit the reset, and Arizona took advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, they gave up a lot for Hopkins, but this is a little bit different. He's older. Maybe if Arizona hits the reset, you get him, you know, for not that much.
I have no problem. That's okay. A very good 3:30 thought. Very, very good. For 3:30 in the morning, not bad. Not bad. It's still ticking that. The hamster in your head still running.
That's why I didn't go back to bed at that point. I'm like, I'm full of ideas.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. So can you remember, Jesse, the coldest game you're at? Wrigley Field, Soldier Field?
Okay, so it might be... It was probably Soldier Field. I just can't remember back in like when I was a kid, like which specific, but I can remember Wrigley.
Yes.
Freezing. When anybody that's gone there knows this. Even if it's 50 degrees, which isn't so bad, if you're in the shade, it can feel like 30. And on this day, it must have been like 42 in the sun. So we were in the shade, my dad and I was freezing. So this is like, again, late 80s. And I just remember my dad like had to spend a lot of money with mid-game, like a sweatshirt, a cubby this, cubby that. And so I would say it was like 42 degrees, but it felt like 22 degrees. So that was Wrigley Field. I know that I was at a cold weather game at Soldier as a kid. I can't remember which one, though.
So
Wrigley Field.
So for me, Bears-Packers, December 2008, Monday Night Football at Soldier Field. That was a loss for the Bears, I believe, that game. I just remember that's the coldest game I've been at for the Bears. Sox A's at Guaranteed Rate when Frank was an A. I think he hit two home runs in that game. It was just sitting in the upper deck. It was, for whatever reason, it was like it was late April. It was freezing.
Mine was Cubs Phillies, by the way. I do remember that.
What year?
My coldest.
78?
No, 69, 79, 83, right before they started to get good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some games there, and I see a whole bunch of them on my Facebook wall, and we'll take more of your phone calls as well. 312-332-3776. To answer our own question, no, I am not going to the Bears game. And there's nothing that you can get me. There's no reason for me to be there. I mean, first of all, what's the attraction? What's the attraction?
Right.
Bears are terrible. I can watch the Bills at home. And this comes back to a full circle to the conversation about HDTV, having your own hood cave, having your own sheet shed, whatever it is that you watch your games where it's comfortable. Your own beer, your own toilet. You don't have to worry about anything being at home. Television has really helped the experience.
I just mentioned Seafood Dennis. He has season tickets, and somehow I managed to always go in September when the weather is perfect.
That's right.
You know, he asked me last week, do you want to go to the Eagles game? I said, no, I'm not going there when it's 20 degrees. So I'm with you. If you could choose a game, you choose September, October.
That's exactly right. So what would it take for you to get to Soldier Field on Saturday, and what is the coldest game that you attended? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And Palatine, here's Susie on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J Hood. Good morning, Suze.
Hi. So, a couple things. I'm a season ticket holder. I have two tickets for this Saturday's game, and I also bought two more to bring my three kids with me. Mm-hmm. I think my two kids that live here are okay. They're seasoned. My other daughter's coming in from South Carolina, where she lives. Mm. Not sure we're going to go still. I'm okay with it. I'll go. I've been going forever. I don't know if the kids are going to wimp out. And like you said, is it worth it? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I'm proud of you, Susie. Usually it's the parents that wimp out. You're saying the kids might wimp out.
Oh, no. I have a 20, 22, 24-year-old, and my 24-year-old went to school in South Carolina and lives there. So she's the one I'm worried about. My other two kids who are, my daughter goes to DePaul. She's on the L. She's used to the cold. My son's fine with it. And my two cold games that I can remember distinctively was a playoff game in the Wanstead regime.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we played Dallas in a playoff game. We lost.
Yeah.
And I want to say early 90s.
Yeah.
And it was wicked. And then there was a Bear Packer game like maybe, less than 5 years ago in December. And it was, it was below zero.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are my two that stand out. And a Packer game on Halloween where it wasn't cold, but there was a torrential
rain. Yes, I was at that one. Yeah, I was at that one.
They retired.
Yep.
Dick Butkus's number at halftime, and I'm telling you, I think we lost by 50 or 60 points.
Yeah, that's a famous one. Halloween, Monday night, mm-hmm. So national TV,
yeah.
Torrential rain, it's raining sideways. Butkus almost, he's like everything at halftime was a disaster because the wind was blowing everything. That's kind of a famous. I remember Doug Buffon and we were at that game together.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, little buddy, looking, stop with the weight jokes. I can lose the weight, you can't grow the hair back.
Don't you love how most of these have been? And I'm pretty sure they lost, but...
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Charlie.
All these end with, I'm pretty sure they lost.
Oh, right,
but
right,
it was
yes.
a good time.
Yeah.
You know what, Charlie? When it comes to Chicago sports, usually that is the end.
If you guess lost, you're probably right.
More times than not, you got to be right about that, right? It's always going to be a lot. Yeah, I was at the game, and we lost. Well, that's Chicago sports.
The one that I was at, I do remember cold freezing. Barry Foote hit a walk-off double off the wall. People remember Barry Foote, the catcher. I do remember that one.
But
I was freezing.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Broadview, here's Lewis on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Lewis.
Hey, good morning. So I didn't attend this game, but I saw it, and it was Bears and the Cowboys, and it was the night that they honored Ditka, and the Bears made it to the playoffs that year, and Josh McCown was in, and he was throwing fastball strikes that night. The weather didn't affect him at all. I remember Alshon Jeffrey stood out that night, and the look on the Cowboys on the sidelines, they didn't even want to be there. I'm pretty sure you guys remember that game.
Yes. And so the question also to you is, if you had tickets for Saturday, would you go?
I would. I grew up born and raised here in Chicago. We used to go in the wintertime. We would put plastic bags over our socks. We would go in the field. And at that time, neighborhoods would play other neighborhoods. And I look forward to that. You know, call me old school, but I'm still for the Bears staying and playing. I believe football should be played outdoors in the cold. And, I'm just a big believer in that. So when they go to Arlington, I am going to support them. But I don't wish the Bears were going to go to a stadium because I still enjoy I still enjoy watching football while the snow's falling.
Hey, listen, when the AFC team comes here and they play at Soldier Field, you can enjoy the cold. That's what's going to happen because there will be an AFC team here, and they're going to play at Soldier Field.
I hope so.
Oh, it's the NFL. You don't think they want two teams in this town?
You know, he brings up an interesting point. I was thinking about this watching the weather last night. For some reason, when they were talking about the weather for Soldier Field. And I was thinking exactly what he was talking about. Like, okay, Major League Baseball is 162 games. So there's a lot of games.
Yeah.
Football's 17.
Yeah.
Is this a dumb thought? Should everybody be playing in the same conditions in the sense that either all indoors or all outdoors? Is that just insane? Like the conditions should be part of football. Now, granted, if you're in Chicago compared to Miami, the conditions will always be different.
Yes.
But at least outdoor is outdoor, indoors indoor. Or is it cool to kind of have the different ones? This just ran across my mind last night. Like, maybe because it's only 17, everybody should be outdoors.
Okay. Oh, same thing with baseball then. Let's lift the roofs off of them. Right, let's have rain delays with the Marlins.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Not necessarily baseball, because football can be played in every condition. Yes. Baseball really can't. There's injury concerns. I mean, you can't play through rain. The really cold weather just doesn't make it's not entertaining. Baseball in cold weather. Football could be entertaining in any weather.
How there could be injury concerns with football in bad weather too, you know.
I guess.
Is it?
I guess.
I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. Now, I think it depends on where you are in the country.
Yeah.
Now does Arizona, the Cardinals need a dome? Not necessarily, but they have one. But it's good for that community.
I guess in September it could still be 100 degrees.
Well, I mean, the Texas Rangers, the reason why they've never won the World Series is because it was 110 degrees in the shade. That's the reason why. You'd think Pete O'Brien could hit a Grand Slam home run in the key spot.
Right.
Toby Herrera. The reason why they couldn't get it done is because it was too hot.
Yeah. Okay, so Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, and so that's why they put a dome on it.
They put a dome on the new one.
And now that's why they're going to win a World Series soon, Shane Darling, because now they're indoors. Yeah. No, Jesse. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I say. This is one of my dumber hot takes at 3 in the morning. But this one was at 10 at night last night watching the news. And I was like, maybe everybody should be outdoors, or everybody should be indoors. Like, it should be uniform for football, because it's only 17 games.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would you prefer? Would you like for everybody to be outdoors?
I'm kind of with, as long as I'm not forced to be there, I kind of want everybody outdoors. I'm with Lewis, our last caller. I mean, who doesn't like last week? The Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Playing in the snow or playing in the cold? I think that you know, which team is better conditioned? Which team practiced better during the week in these conditions? I think that all of that should be part of it.
You're unbelievable.
I know.
You're unbelievable. So everybody, all around the country, everyone throws an ice ball at players.
Yes.
So that's good.
Well,
that's
always good. Not the outdoor games down south in Miami and stuff, but you play in those conditions, meaning hot and whatever. So each city has its own conditions, but everybody's outdoors.
312. Oh, my God.
312-332.
I don't think it's that crazy. ESPN 332-3776 is our phone number. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. What would it take for you to get to Soldier Field on Saturday? You want to go to see the Bears and Bills in these conditions? Also, the coldest game that you've ever been at. With Jesse Rogers, Jay Hood, on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap, Jay Hood.
Follow him on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the Peggy and Dion show. They air every Saturday, but if you don't get a chance to check out their show, go to the ESPN Chicago app. Peggy and Dion, they always say, we don't know, we'll just figure it out, every Saturday on the ESPN Chicago app. Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock, and coming up in an hour from now, we talk to Albert Breer, our guy. We'll talk about the Bears and the NFL with Albert Breer coming up right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Jesse Rogers is in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. As we talk to you about Saturday, it's Bears and Bills. Will you go to the game knowing that the temperature is 0 degrees with a -9 wind chill,
yeah,
along with the snow that's already going to come apparently on Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, and I like the way you phrased it. What would it take to get you to go to the game? Like, for me, if you told me first place was on the line, let's say it was Packers Bears in the division, okay, now you got me thinking. But in this situation, not me. But hey, we've heard from people that said, yes, I'll go.
Yeah, there's no way that I'm going. I'll be watching it on television along with maybe a little NBA, a little college football in the Hood Cave. Nice and comfortable. Nice and comfy. That's how I'll do it. I mean, there's been a lot of great, crazy games. John Glass says it was like -20 when Cutler played the Brett Favre-led Vikings in his first year at Soldier Field. It was a Monday Night Football game, and we won in overtime against the Vikings. Also remember Devin Aromashadu catching the game-winning touchdown. So, again, there's been so many of these. 2005, December 8th, Jim says Falcons-Bears obviously it was the Bears getting the job done against the Falcons. -3 wind chill for that game. He said he had 3 pairs of socks on. I made the mistake of wearing steel-toed boots. Because now that gets right into your right into your skin, right into your bones, man. Kyle is in Cedar Lake, Indiana on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on? Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Hey, same to you and your family.
Hey, thank you. Yes, my my beautiful wife bought me tickets for Christmas to go to the Bears game, and, you know, I'm going with her. I just don't know what to expect. I don't think she knows what to expect. She's already talking about leaving at halftime, what she's going to wear, all this stuff. But they ain't built like us, Cap. They just ain't built like us.
Who's not built like us?
My wife.
Oh.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm super excited. I'm waiting for Josh Allen to come to town and actually score some points on this field and, I mean, show the Bears what a real quarterback looks like. And I'm excited for it. Maybe break some tables, be all warm, dressed up in thousands of layers.
Wait a minute, Kyle. Well, hold on a second.
Are you a Bear fan or a Bills fan? What's your problem, Kyle?
Hey, I am not a Bills fan. I'm a Josh Allen fan, baby.
Oh, okay. Understood. I can understand why. He's a top 5 quarterback in this league. I totally understand it. But I think it's interesting that you're going to get with Bills Mafia and you're going to go through some tables like those fans do. Like, wait, they're going to sniff you out. If you're not a Bills fan, they're going to sniff you out and get you out of there.
It's really weird to live in Chicago
area.
And in Chicago area and be a fan of the quarterback for the Bills, but not be a fan of the team. That's a weird thing to do.
But we don't know how old Kyle is, and that's a whole different kettle of fish there, Jesse. You know how it is now. Your kids in particular, right?
Yeah.
They might be a fan of individual players,
right?
But maybe not a team because they don't want to suffer like the old man did over the years.
I get that a little bit in the NBA, but I don't know. Like, a fan of an NFL quarterback, but not of the team.
That's a young person thing.
So if Josh Allen gets traded, he's going to be a fan of the, you know, Arizona Cardinals or something? I mean,
yeah.
Just follow. That's just a weird thing.
Tell me if that is the case. Is it not, Charlie? Where
it's a younger thing?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Especially, I would say more so in basketball than football, but it's definitely a case.
Is it because of fantasy?
Because of the parents.
Okay.
That's why.
I think, too, people identify more with a player than a team, maybe, because they have so much access to the player via social media and stuff like that. I think that might be part of it.
I think it's also because of the parents, and here's my explanation for that. Yeah. They've seen the old man be pissed off at the Cubs or Sox or Bears or whatever, and so the aggravation, and then the kid looks over and is like, why should I be mad at the team like my dad is or like my uncles are? Like, you know what? I just like that player. Because I can follow that player on YouTube. Okay. I can watch his highlights. I can root for that player instead of just agonizing over another losing team.
So in this scenario, this guy that just called, if Josh Allen has some great game, but the Bills lose, he's happy. He's okay with that.
Yes.
The way he's talking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
It's not like when you and I were coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
And
I
you're
can't
locked
relate.
In on a team.
I can't relate.
Yeah. That's a young person thing for sure. Because look around where you live. Is there some kid walking around with an Antetokounmpo jersey, or a Steph Curry jersey, or Josh Allen jerseys?
Definitely the NBA guys. But not Josh Allen.
I got an example of this. So I grew up in Portland. Obviously, all my friends are Trailblazers fans, but I know a few people who had Giannis jerseys. Like, they just really liked Giannis, and they would wear Giannis jerseys.
The NBA stars I get more than a NFL quarterback from Buffalo. That's just my opinion.
Maybe baseball, too.
I am an enormous Josh Allen fan. I will just say that. I would not buy a jersey. But that's got more to do with I don't have interest in an NFL jersey.
And for those that don't know, our guy Shay Dorling is big into the baseball cards or into the sports cards collecting.
Baseball and says basketball.
What? Yeah.
Nerd says what?
not just a second now. Now, hang on a second. That's for profit.
Yeah. But that's a different story.
I'm hanging on to some Shai Gilgeous-Alexander rookie cards. I've got some stuff at home it's an investment. It's not.
It's an investment opportunity.
That reminds me, J-Ho, do you remember, I've done this bit a couple times, just ticked off listeners. Like, I would go on and say, because I cover so many sporting events, and I see these grown men.
Yes.
Looking for autographs, and I actually would say this would tick off people, and they'd call in. I'd have more respect for a grown man looking for an autograph that was looking to sell it and make money, because who doesn't understand trying to make some money? If there's a market, make some money. Over a grown man standing in line trying to get an autograph, you know, so excited and just, you know, staring at it like a kid. I get
yes,
but grown men getting autographs not for sale. was weirder to me than actually for sale.
Yes. However, we
and
lived...
And people would call in and say, you're an idiot, Jesse.
Yes, but we but we lived that for years, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike Ditka Show.
Right.
Yay!
Right.
Live from the Gale Street Inn.
Right.
Line
totally.
Up over here.
Right.
Kurt Jim.
I get kids doing it, but like adults Kurt cutting
Jim.
In line and I got to get this guy's
shoving
autograph.
Shoving kids out of the way.
Yeah.
Kurt.
You want to sell it? I respect that.
Kurt Jim.
You're going to stare at it? Shake the guy's hand. Have a conversation with him.
Well, not,
you're 40 years old.
Well, not the coach.
Well, give him a drink.
Andy and Aurora on ESPN 1000. Hey, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well, thank you. You going to the game Saturday?
Absolutely not. Too cold for me. The Bears are too bad.
Okay. All right. Give us your cold weather game.
So back in 2018, me and my buddy and our wives had tickets to the Bears-Vikings game in November, which is kind of shortly before Thanksgiving, and it was originally supposed to be a noon game.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't going to be too bad, but they got flexed to the night slot, so that's why it was, you know, terribly windy and awfully cold. Our wives were having an absolutely miserable time up there. We were in, like, the 300 section. But if you'll remember, a few weeks prior to that, a certain coach in town was recently let go. So we were standing in line to get in there, you know, because it takes 45 minutes to actually get in a Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And bump into a guy and... sure enough, it's an iconic mustache. It's Joel Quenneville waiting to get to the stadium. So then we're, you know, we get to our seats and our wives are checking social media. And now there's just a bunch of videos of him ripping shots off the shot ski and mm-hmm. having a great old time. So that was interesting. Now that was obviously before the, you know, Kyle Beach stuff came out. So it was still kind of fresh and everyone was kind of like, oh, why'd they let Q go? But
yeah, absolutely. Q is a great time. Jesse can tell you that. I can tell you that. He's a great time to hang out with.
Absolutely. I did a few times on the road. It was fun.
Yes.
Hotel bar with Q is fun.
It's like drinking with a wolf.
Was fun.
Yes, it was fun.
A decade ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like drinking with a wolf.
Yeah.
They got the eyes going.
Yeah.
He's like, he was amazing.
And he worked blue a few times when we were there. It was good stuff.
I remember one time in Detroit.
Yep.
312-332. Yes, you and I.
That's right. 312-332-3776
is our telephone number. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock, and also going to hear from Albert Breer that's coming up in 45 minutes. We're taking your phone calls. Would you go to the game, Bills-Bears, Saturday, knowing the weather's bad, and also your cold weather game? What do you remember about it? With Jesse Rogers, Jay Hood, on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
Is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
With Jesse Rogers, Jonathan Hood with you on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning. As we talk to you about the Bears and their matchup against the Bills, only in this regard, are you going? The weather's going to stink. It's going to be cold. Will you go? Also, Jesse has polished off one of his old takes from 1995. The fastest man at Northbrook has pissed off someone from Highland Park. Here's Daniel on ESPN 1000. All right, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Part of my business is to sell historical autographs. Not sports at all, but historical autographs.
Okay.
And many grown men purchase a Lincoln letter or a Washington document or signature because they collect or admire that person. And personally, I think it's reprehensible to come up to someone and ask for their autograph so I can sell it. If a grown man wants to collect within sports or like someone and wants to have that person in their collection or on their wall, I think that's perfectly normal. It's not childlike.
Yeah, but Daniel, you just said that grown men like to buy these things. So someone must be selling them if someone's buying them. So you contradicted yourself.
No, sports people sit down and sign things to be sold. They do that.
Yeah.
But if I was going to go up to someone on the street to do that, no. But I'm not selling today's people anyway. I'm selling historical. But I still think that it's not a right thing to ask someone else to give my their signature so I can make money off them.
I mean, like I said, I've done this bit before, and that's usually the response I get, Jay Hood.
Mm-hmm.
But I, my point is I respect the free marketplace of making money. If someone wants to pay $1,000 for an autograph, fine. I just think it's, you know, if you're above, I don't know, the age of 14 or something, or 16, if you're standing in line just to, so you can stare at it at your, on a napkin at your house, I think it's kind of
creepy.
Creepy, immature, silly, yeah.
One of the most shameless things I've done, Jesse, get ready to make fun of me.
Yeah.
I DM'd Tarek Skubal, the Tigers pitcher, on Twitter so that I could send him the prospect cards that I had from him so he would sign them and I could hang on to them.
You had me at DM Tarek Skubal. I mean, you had me just in that sentence alone.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Skubal?
It's probably one of the most shameless things I've ever done.
Oh, my God. How old were you? Like, it was like last year, right?
He's 24.
No, this was 2019. So, whatever. Yeah, I would have been 24.
Yes.
That's funny.
He's 24. See? Nailed it. 312-332-3776. He was not a child. He did this as a full-fledged adult.
Hilarious.
Listen, if you see the vision, you think a player's going to be good, take care of business.
I mean, my whole bit is a little tongue-in-cheek because the idea of, like, you know, sort of propping up people that do this for money is kind of creepy, you know, kind of sleazy, but I just it's just a way for me to make fun of grown adults getting autographs.
There's Jesse once again playing the classics from 95.
Hey, Chicago, play the hits. What Cleason told us to do.
Here is Nacho at Burwood on ESPN 1000. All right, Nach.
All right. First of all, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Coldest game I ever went to was, I think it was 2017. It was Cubs versus Atlanta Braves in, I think, like the second week of April. We got 19-14 club seeds. It was horrible. The game should not have been played.
Mm-hmm.
So baseball is a sport you can't play in every game, any kind of weather. Cubs were down, I think, like 10-1. You know, like the eighth or ninth inning. Well, I think the seventh. And we rallied off to win 14-10. By that time, weather had no factor whatsoever. It was the best game. I'm glad that I stayed the whole nine innings. Because they were losing big, like, in, like, the fourth inning.
Yeah. So
it was, like, there was no chance for them to come back. But the way they came back and won that baseball game completely trumped the weather. And as for this Saturday, the only way I would go to the game is if someone were to give me free tickets. Because I'm not going to go see a team that's going nowhere to probably get spanked by the Buffalo Bills.
All right, Nacho, we appreciate the phone call. On the train. It's all good.
I'm telling you, those Wrigley Field games, though, can be deceivingly freezing, even though we know it already that it can be cold. You're in the shade. It can be really deceivingly freezing, even if you think it's like 45, 50 degrees out, feel like 25, 30 degrees. And if sometimes they play in 30 degrees, and then you're down to 15 or 20 degrees wind chill.
Nacho, we appreciate your phone call from the L. Let's take a look now from Teddy. He says the stadium series, Penguins-Blackhawks at Soldier Field. He says it's the coldest he's ever been.
Oh, yeah. It's a good call. It's a good call. I was at the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the first one.
Wrigley?
Well, yeah, Wrigley.
Yeah.
Wrigley. I was at the first one. It was freezing, but I will tell you, Wrigley Field press box, especially upper the top row.
Humble brag, right?
Very warm.
You know,
very warm.
It's unbelievable. You have totally forgotten what it means
to
be a fan.
So walking
to
the press box, I was freezing. Once in there, it's great.
The old Ramsky. The ramp was a little too cold for you, but once you got in the press box.
I think I did like an hour show from there with the Comrex and stuff, mm-hmm. and I was like taking off layers. It felt great up in the press box.
Yeah, I got a couple of these. Blackhawks Penguins Winter Classic Soldier Field 2014. Space is calling us on ESPN 1000. Okay, Space, what's your idea?
Hoodie, Jesse, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's up, Space?
Hey, man, okay. First off, one of the coldest games I've ever experienced was the Bears-Eagles for the playoffs. McNabb ripped us a new one.
Yep.
Oh, man. They were tearing the stadium down before we even left out of the building. And then I got to the car. I had snot sickles, man. It was that cold. I mean, straight. And they hurt. If you never had snot sickles before, they hurt when they get broke off.
Enjoy your breakfast. Go ahead.
You hear me? I'm not looking forward to that at all. So there's no way in hell I'll be going to the game. You can pay me maybe free tickets, you know, box seats, you know, something like that. Maybe you can get me there. But that's the only way I would even consider going. And then also, quick sidebar, may I approach, Your Honor?
It's brought to you by Aiken Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Aiken. Sign my ball.
Sign your ball. Hey, this is, Jesse, you were the second one to come up with that idea about DeAndre Hopkins. Space called in a while ago and told those guys that, man, we should make a trade for him because he's disgruntled over there and with the Cardinals. Kyler Murray not throwing him the ball. They suck. So bring him over here. But I was told by Cap that's a dumb idea. And I'm kind of convinced that it might be a dumb idea. But yeah.
Space. Well, I mean, it's all about the cost for of him.
Space,
you know?
Just keep in mind, if Cap says it's a, if you have a dumb idea, it's genius.
Yeah. It's at least worth a thought when Cap says it's bad.
Space, Space, he's going to be 30. You're better than that.
Take that.
He doesn't know. All right, coming up in 2 minutes, we give you shot or no shot. And don't forget, we got Albert Breer coming up with the latest on the Bears, the NFL at 8:35. With Jesse Rogers, Jay Hood with you. Back in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.